Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, and welcome back to English Harmony video blog. But in case you're listening to this on iTunes as a podcast, welcome back to English Harmony Podcast. I'm Robbie, your English fluency mentor. And in this video, I'm going to respond to a particular comment I received today on the latest blog post I published on my blog called, what was it called? Let's scroll up there. English Learning Principles for Total Beginners. And the point of this article was to show that even total, complete beginners, those who are just making their first steps into the English language, can still use the contextual English learning principles, whereby they learn word groups, very simple word combinations, two word combinations, such as I'm running, for example. And I use this example in the article. Or the sun is shining, you're my friend. And simple phrases, very short sentences like that. And another point I made was that it's not necessary to translate individual words. On certain occasions, it's required to simply make the person understand what this or that particular word means. But the necessary thing to remember is that words always have to go together. Even if I'm saying, I'm running, and then explaining that to the person who doesn't have a clue what it means. Yes, I can explain what I means and running, but still, those words should be acquired as part of the word combination, I'm running, right? Never let beginner English learners to memorize a single word, and which is even worse. And what happens normally is that they memorize that word as a pair of words, one word in English and the other in their native language. To run, and then followed by the description in their native language. It's totally wrong because it creates the writing mode syndrome of people's minds. And you may want to check out this article where I'm explaining how it actually happens, why people have these issues. But to put it simply, it's all because people are following the grammar translation method of learning the English language, which is you learn individual words, you learn grammar rules, and then you just stick words together, following word by word translation from your native language. You create sentences from scratch, but it's totally wrong. You're not going to be able to speak fluently because all that's going to happen in your head is the writing process of sticking individual words together. But if you, as a beginner learner, obviously you're not a beginner learner because you understand what I'm talking about now. You're an advanced English speaker, and my blog, English Harmony, and my podcast and YouTube channel and everything that goes around my website, right? Everything is geared towards those English speakers who are quite advanced, but they still struggle with the spoken aspect of the language, right? And that's what it's all about. But if you have a friend who's just beginning to learn the English language, you can be very helpful in explaining to them how they should learn best. And yep, this was the article. You may want to check out this URL and read what it's all about. But this particular comment, which I'm going to respond in this video, consists of three parts, right? So how about pronunciation? Beginners still need to find out how to pronounce word by word, right? Well, nothing could be further from the truth, my friend. And the person asking this question is named Tech. So Tech, with all due respect, it's not true. Let's take the same simple phrase, I'm running. What do you mean really by saying word by word? Why would one want to learn the pronunciation of an individual word, I, and am, and then running separately? Why not just give me one reason? Why not learn how to pronounce the entire phrase, I'm running. I'm running. It's very simple. There's only two syllables to learn, right? I'm running. I'm running. There's no need to break it all down into individual components of the language. You see, we are led to believe by the traditional English teaching industry that's what's happening, that you just can't do without that, that you have to start learning the language just like an infant would learn to pronounce individual sounds. But we're capable, we're adults, and we're capable of pronouncing full syllables and words. And there is no need in the world to break it all down into individual sounds. This is the biggest pitfall that so many non-native English speakers fall for when they start to learn the English language, and then further down the line when they start improving their pronunciation, so many accent teachers will tell you to focus on such very minute details, individual sounds. It's not necessary. Even on my other blog, accentadventure.com, I advise people to focus on pronouncing full sentences, and you can check out this link where I'm talking about it. And by the way, podcast listeners, obviously you can't see the URLs, so you may as well just go to my YouTube channel or to my blog, where I will have posted those URLs for you, right? So basically, if you're from a country such as China where there's no YouTube available, you'll be still able to read the description or head over to my blog, and I will have those URLs posted for you, right? But anyway, going back to the subject, there's no need to overcomplicate things. You think that this is actually making things easier if you just focus on very short, on individual words, on how they're pronounced, but it actually overcomplicates things, because when you have to start speaking in sentences, your brain has to kind of work in overdrive, which means that you have to combine those sounds. But if you learned a full sentence at once, there's nothing to combine. You learn how to pronounce "I'm running," and that's all. But if you have to combine the three individual words, "I am running," it's very robotic, it's unnatural. And let me repeat it to you once more. We adults are not infants. We're fully capable of producing ready-to-go speech, ready-to-go phrases. There is no need to break it all down as if we would be mentally handicapped, right? We're adults. We can produce full sentences. So that's that, right? So next thing is, for instance, I run, if they don't memorize the definition of I, or run individually in native language, instead of learning the meaning of full sentence, will they mess up the actual meaning of run as I and I as meaning run, since they can't bear in mind or not start learning an individual word in the first place? Okay, so basically, Tech is asking, if you don't translate each word individually, aren't people going to mix up meanings of certain words? Say, I'm running, will they start thinking that running means I, and I means running? First of all, I never said in the article that you have to definitely abstain from explaining meanings of individual words. Surely you can do that. All I'm saying is, even if you do that, you still have to just give the minimum amount of information about one particular word and then move on to explaining the entire phrase. So for instance, the same phrase, I'm running. You can say, yes, I means I, obviously, in that person's native language, and running is running. And then I'm running, and then you explain the entire phrase. I'm running means I'm running in your native language. You don't have to be bogged down onto the very detail that I'm means I am, and that it's an abbreviation of the two words, and that I am is actually the verb to be, and this is how the word, the verb to be is conjugated: I am, you are, and so on and so forth. If you start giving all those details to that person, it immediately creates the analytic mind, whereby the person starts analyzing everything they're saying, and then they start going by the traditional grammar translation approach, whereby you stick individual words together by way of conjugating them, picking the right words, and creating sentences from scratch. It's not necessary. Yes, you explain what an individual word means very briefly, but then constantly revert back to explaining full phrases, and don't get bogged down onto the detail, right? And next up is the third part of the question. Where should they find word combinations for beginner level? Why not I run rather than I'm running? Well, it's a good question. And again, I never said that I'm running comes before I run. It's either or. You're totally fine to teach your friend that there is such a word combination, I run. But why I'm running? Well, to be honest with you, I'm running is more useful. It's more practical. More often than not, the verb to run is going to be used in a combination I'm running. Because most commonly, we humans talk about our daily experiences, our future plans, and that's when we use the present progressive tense. I'm running, I'm doing. Now I'm running home at the moment. I'm talking on the phone. I'm running. I pulled out a phone out of my pocket and responding to a phone call and saying to my friend, listen, I'm running now. I have no time to talk to you. Or I can talk about a future event. I'm running a 5K race tomorrow. Basically, needless to say, present progressive is more useful. I run, it's a little bit more abstract. It requires another word attached to it. I always run, or something like that, you know. I run, it's a little bit more abstract, but I'm running, there's more sense to it. It describes an actual activity. But I run, then it requires further explanation, and for a total beginner, too many words is too much. It's best to start with very few words. I'm running. And then you can always follow it up with the real action to describe, to depict what it is I'm running, you know, and let that person stand up and pretend they're running so that that activity gets irrevocably associated. Irrevocably means that it cannot be severed afterwards. It's just gonna go together, right? It's gonna be associated with that phrase, I'm running. And then you can say, I'm running now, now I'm running. Or, I'm running tomorrow, I have a race, I'm running tomorrow. And that way you'll teach that person that I'm running now and I'm running tomorrow. You can use the same I'm running on both occasions, whether talking about now or future, but you don't have to describe all these grammar aspects. Present, future, and then don't let that person ask questions. But what about, what if I want to say this in future and that? Don't do this whole analysis. Just take one word combination at a time. I'm running now. Now I'm running. I'm running tomorrow. I have a race. If that person is a real sports enthusiast, then you can obviously use more athletics and sports related phrases. And say, for instance, I'm running a race tomorrow would be a very useful phrase for that person, right? And you don't have to perceive the whole thing from the standpoint as if we have to start learning the English language as if we were infants, just by learning to produce sounds and then individual words and then stick them together. No, we're adults, our brain is fully formed, and we can produce full sentences right from the get-go, and there's no need to oversimplicate the things, which will actually have quite the opposite effect. It will make that person to overanalyze it later down the line. But going back to the question where to find such word combinations, well, that's a good question. The English Harmony system is obviously for advanced English speakers. I haven't created a system for total beginners. And to be honest with you, I haven't got any intentions like that for the near future. Maybe at some stage down the line, I'll do something like that. But for the time being, you can just be helpful as you possibly can when explaining these things to your friends who aspire to learn the English language, and help them by just coming up with some very simple phrases that would be very useful in real life. Right? And basically, there's no reason why not to teach them a word combination such as I run, but all I'm saying is that it does still require a further explanation. I run. I can't actually, to be honest with you, my friends, I can't remember when I used the two words together, I run, in this particular sequence and form, right, conjugation, I run in real life. I can't remember. I'm always saying, I'm running late, which means I'm going to be late to work. I ring in and warn my boss or my friend, my work colleague, by saying, I'm running late, I'm sorry, I'm going to be 5 minutes late. I'm running late, or running is my thing, I'm running 5 kilometers every second day, or something like that. But I don't say I run because it's too general, right? So remember what I told you. Present progressive tense is actually how you should learn and teach English verbs to other people, right? So hopefully this sheds some more light on the issue, but obviously you're free to ask more questions. And thanks for watching, my friends, and talk to you soon again. Bye-bye.